Hare Krishna. Storm just passed through just now, so it's a little more quiet than it was before, and we're waiting for some news about Leela Avatar Prabhu, whose devotees may know. He's been a devotee in long-standing, 20 years, here in Budapest. Well, not here in Budapest, because I'm not in Budapest, but there in Budapest, and he's a really excellent cook. And I spoke to him yesterday, and he just started feeling lack of balance, went to a doctor, got diagnosed, and there's some kind of tumor in his brain. Supposedly it's lodged in this easy place to get to, and so they immediately operated, and operation started 7:30 this morning, although he said it, they didn't think it was so complex, but still it's 1:30 right now, so that's 5 hours, and it's still been going on. So let's see and pray. And devotees here in Rajadam and in Budapest, they're doing bhajan for him in kirtan, and hope for the best. I have kirtan Chaitanya Chandra here, and we're just having conversations, so he's gonna ask a question. Okay. There you go.
Maharaj, I see myself after years of practicing Krishna consciousness, the heart is still contaminated with lust and greed and anger and so many things. We understand that to give up the lower taste, we should have a higher taste. Obviously, we perform our service to bring Krishna pleasure. We don't do our service, perform our service to get a higher taste. But at what point, my question is, what point do we naturally become unattracted to the material energy? At what point is our heart stolen to serve Krishna?
To a certain degree, higher taste is always there, either in a regulated way otherwise we wouldn't be here. We just go. Just even the knowledge that I gotta stick it out and Krishna consciousness is the best thing, even though I may be battling with the material energy, is still a higher taste. It's just a higher taste of a different sort, different nature. It's a higher taste than, and we're constantly, whether in having, because we talk about taste as some kind of experience, spiritual experience. And was that your telephone?
Yeah, that was mine.
Okay. I'm just waiting to hear if they can phone me. When we talk about a higher taste, we want some kind of emotional experience that's going to subdue all kinds of other sensual experiences or a spiritual sensual experience. And that would also come, but in its fullness, it only comes when one's actually really on the transcendental platform. But it does come. It does come in kirtan. It does come in certain moments where we do have experiences, or we have what we call realizations, and that's all part and parcel of the higher taste. However, when we come to Krishna consciousness, we tend to have a more optimistic view of how long it's going to take for us to become Krishna conscious. But we find out that it takes longer for two reasons. One is that we're not really quite clear when we come to Krishna consciousness how contaminated our hearts are. Not even just of this life, because we're cleaning off stuff from many, many lifetimes. So, bahunam janmanam ante, it's not It's not just what this 20 years of this life, but it's millions of lifetimes of association with the material energy. And the effect of those things dawns over time. It doesn't even come out all when you're in your teens. It comes out throughout your life. So prarabdha karma, manifest karma. There's unmanifest karma, and then there's manifest karma. Unmanifest karma means it's just still lying in seed. Kutam bijam palo mukam, and then it manifests its result, and we become surprised when the manifest result of our karma is there. And that means that we really have to be ready and accept the fact that we're in for the long haul when we're practicing Krishna consciousness. And the other, even more challenging aspect is that aside from having to face our sins, not so much, maybe there's some pious benefit as well, that's just as much of a problem, but having to face the reactions of our past is facing the reactions of devotional service improperly performed. So we come to Krishna consciousness, we realize that we are in for a long haul, we become complacent, we are not attentive in our chanting, we commit offenses in devotional service to Vaishnavas, to the holy name, and the result of those offenses is more of those anartas, more of those bad habits. The problem is that the bad habits coming from offenses are more deeply rooted than the bad habits that come as a result of previous sinful activity or pious activity. And then that compounds our time frame and compounds what we see as actually being the challenge that lies ahead of us. So, and sometimes the result of that is that we also lose our taste. Sometimes the devotees experience that they have more of a taste when they first come to Krishna consciousness than in later years, because one of the results of committing offenses is that you lose your taste for bhakti. So, but the only thing to do is to remain in good association, to be regularly hearing and chanting, because that will nurture our faith that the process in due course of time will actually have the desired result. Tato rajas, tato tama, kama, lova, vayasya, chaitari, taranavrittam, stita, sattvi, prasidati. And then gradually, as the heart becomes purified, and there's no other means of purification but attentively engaging in devotional service. So when one becomes very attentive in one's devotional practices, and is careful not to commit offenses, then all you do is you work off, purify what's already there. And so purifying the results of the past has its effect, and one becomes free from those things, comes to the platform of goodness, and then evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogita bhagavat tattva vijnana mukta sangasa jayate, then one comes to the liberated platform. Sagunan samatittartam brahma bhuyaya kalpati. Just sagun. Free from the influence of the gunas or the modes of material nature. To get there, one needs to be very determined. And so avyabhicharini bhakti, which refers to actually the symptom of the liberated state, but avyabhicharini means also that unceasing, that one doesn't, one continues on in a determined way in devotional service, accepting the results of his own past deeds, whether knowingly or unknowingly done. and having faith in the potency of devotional service to rectify anything, then one will actually come to become very fixed. That's sort of being fixed in devotional service or nishtha, and then being very fixed in devotional service, as the heart becomes cleansed, one starts to taste a overwhelming taste in devotional activities. And this is still even in the conditioned state, but elevated ruchi, that one gets a taste, and that taste for Krishna consciousness is so strong that it subdues all other tastes, the taste of the Krishna's name, the taste of the Lord's service and form. And as a result of that, then one develops attachment, and from attachment, then one becomes serious enough and desperate enough for Krishna consciousness that one's willing to, as Prabhupada would say, cry after Krishna. And somehow or another, then a devotee actually invokes the mercy of the Lord, and invokes Krishna's grace. And then there's no maya, there's no illusion. That's the liberated stage of, fully liberated stage of Krishna consciousness. And whatever stage that we're at, the solution is the same. Just to continue Dridha Vrata with real determination. Yeshatvantagatam papam, avoiding sinful activities. Punya karmanam, doing the right devotional things. And things will come of their own accord in due course of time. That's why Bhagoswami says, just have faith, be patient. In order to be patient, one has to have faith. You can't wait for someone unless you know that they're coming. Waiting for Godot, you have to have faith that it will come. And that's why Srimad Bhagavatam is there to give us historical evidence of so many other people who also achieve that by the same process. Hare Krishna.